Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You might remember a high school chemistry experiment where you took a beaker of water, inserted two metal electrodes attached to a battery, and watched as the electricity separated the hydrogen from oxygen and the gases bubbled off. Well, if you captured the hydrogen using that same process on a very large scale, you'd have a powerful, clean energy source, one that could potentially replace climate-disrupting fossil fuels. This morning, in part two of his series, Fueling the Future, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports on Massachusetts' role in creating the green hydrogen economy.
Massachusetts is energy poor. We have to import most of the fuels we use to power our vehicles, heat our buildings, and generate our electricity. But when it comes to developing clean energy solutions, we are rich in Yankee ingenuity, entrepreneurial innovation, and technology talent.
One of the great benefits of this kind of research happening in Massachusetts is the concentration of brain power.
Senior project scientist Judith Latimer is one of 50 PhDs at the labs of Newton-based Geiner Incorporated.
There are a lot of top-notch universities here that have strong programs in renewable energy and electrochemistry and decarbonization technologies.
And a wealth of private research companies where academic advances are turned into products. For half a century, scientists at Geiner have been experimenting with the process known as electrolysis to help solve the world's energy problems.
It is a chemical reaction that uses electricity in order to split apart the molecule.
Latimer says the best molecule to split to capture hydrogen is water. A pound of hydrogen packs as much power as 6 pounds of gasoline. But separating water is expensive. So cheap carbon-based methane is usually used, but that produces huge amounts of climate-disrupting emissions. Geiner scientists have been pioneering ways to make industrial electrolysis of water greener and more efficient.
Hopefully this would be a clean and cheap source of hydrogen.
Generators and compressors hiss and hum in the hallways at Geiner. This is the sound of electrolyzers at work, separating water. Geiner CEO Andy Belt explains the process can be reversed in fuel cells, where hydrogen and oxygen are recombined, producing water and electricity.
And on the right is our aerospace lab with both fuel cells and electrolyzers, the main applications being life support, oxygen, for the atmosphere in spacecraft and eventually in colonies on the moon or Mars, and also fuel cell-based propulsion systems for space and also for subsea.
Imagine drones in the sky and under the ocean traveling months without refueling, and small life-saving biotech products powered by hydrogen.
We have an electrolyzer the size of a dime, which goes underneath your skin and can make hydrogen and oxygen from water vapor underneath your skin to create oxygen to support cells in capsules inside your body.
Implanted stem cells, protected by mini electrolyzers, could be used to treat diabetes and other diseases. But when it comes to creating a global green hydrogen economy, Belt says you need clean electricity generated by wind and solar and mega-sized machines to split large amounts of water.
In the context of renewable energy, scale is everything. Very big electrolyzer stacks that can accept multi-megawatts of power and produce tons of hydrogen. So scale is critical.
That's where Plug Power comes in. It's using Geiner's technology to mass produce industrial-size electrolyzers.
My only challenge right now is getting to scale quickly enough.
Corky Middlestead is vice president of electrolyzer technology at Plug Power. He was chief tech officer at Geiner until 2 years ago when the R&D company sold its large electrolyzer business to Plug Power.
I like to say we're starting the second revolution here in Concord, Massachusetts. I will say unabashedly that the facility you are in right now is the headquarters for electrolyzer research in the entire world. So we're pushing the technology further and faster than anywhere in the world.
Plug Power has built a pilot manufacturing plant in Concord, where it's scaling up its green hydrogen production business. The company is building three sizes of electrolyzers, each named for a New England river. The largest is the Allegash. It looks like a squat refrigerator and weighs 3,700 pounds.
So we'll walk into the manufacturing area here.
we build all of the components and do the final assembly of all the stacks.
Mittelstadt says the first 7 Allagash devices were shipped to Germany. Their electricity from wind turbines powers the electrolysis process. The hydrogen that's produced is then used in fuel cells to power trains. There are no climate-disrupting emissions.
It's really exciting. That is 3.5 tons of hydrogen every day, which is about the equivalent of 7,000 gallons of diesel every day that is being displaced by clean hydrogen, taking wind power and transferring that for the trains.
Mittelstadt believes with savings from mass production and economies of scale, Plug Power's electrolyzers can turn out green hydrogen at a profit. The company is building a gigafactory in Rochester, New York, where it will make 500 large Allagash stacks this year. It plans to double production annually at future plants in Georgia, California, Texas, and Belgium.
So, you know, by 2025, we're going to be having over 5,000 stacks per year, 5 gigawatts of electrolysis, which will far more than all the electrolysis on the world today. So it's really growing exponentially.
That's about the output of 5 large nuclear power plants. Still a drop in the global energy bucket, but it's stored, portable, fossil-free electricity. And as the price of making green hydrogen declines and the cost of climate-disrupting carbon fuels rise, the new green hydrogen economy emerges on the horizon. And Massachusetts, which has been at the end of the energy road, might now be at the beginning of a new industrial era. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.